Lesson 70. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. Where did the fire happen? 2. What started the fire? What caused the fire? A Navy ship was in a port in Scotland for repairs. It was important to carry out the work quickly, so an extra team of men were asked to work on the repairs one evening. They had to work inside the ship, cutting away old metal, fixing new metal plates, drilling holes, laying electrical and phone wires, and fixing new pipes for water and steam. The team started work on a new section inside the ship near the front. One man was told to fix up an air line to provide compressed air for the machines they were using. It took him some time to connect the long rubber pipe to the air supply pipe that ran round the port, but at last it was done, and as a result, work was able to progress much faster. After 3 hours, the men stopped for a meal break. When work continued, one man lit a cigarette as he was working, but, finding it had a strange taste, he put it out. Another man lit a cigarette, but it burnt strangely, and so he too put it out. Half an hour later, another man struck a match for a cigarette, and this time the whole of the inside of the ship caught fire. As quickly as they could, the men ran to the steps and up into the open, many of them with their clothes on fire. Most of them were able to climb out in time. However, 4 men were not quick enough to escape the flames. Their burnt bodies were found later. It did not take the firefighters long to put out the fire, and they at once started to look for causes of the fire. They were puzzled by several things. It appeared that a fierce fire had taken place inside the ship, but without damaging the walls. There had been fuel on the ship, but this did not appear to have caused the fire, and little smoke was produced. The men who had been working on the repairs mentioned the curious way their cigarettes burned and tasted. The fire service began to wonder whether a gas might have caused the fire. The question was, which one? It must have been a gas that could burn, but it would not explode, a gas that did not smell strong, and a gas that did not kill people. The man who had fixed up the airline was also questioned. He explained that he had tried to fix the airline to the supply line that ran round the port, but could not because the fittings did not match. So he had gone to the stores and had obtained a fixture that fitted both the tap on the supply line and the end of the airline. Once he had done this, he had been able to turn on the supply. They then knew that they had discovered the cause of the fire. The man had connected the airline to a supply line of oxygen, not compressed air. Oxygen is widely used in ship repairs for cutting and joining metal plates or pipes. While the men had been working inside the ship, the airline had been giving off oxygen. Once the oxygen content of the air had risen to 25%, it was ready to burn. The third person who lit a match started the fire. It was noticed that there were no signs or warnings on the supply lines that ran round the port. After the accident, all the lines and taps were clearly marked, and new people joining the workforce were given a talk on safety before they started work.